Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Observer Live.
Wait a second.
This is your host on the spot. Oh, there he is. Mike Sempervivi is now joining us. This is Filthy Tom Lawler. This is the opening segment of Wrestling Observer Live on Monday, April 29th. And now that we have things finally shored away, the technical difficulties have gone the way of Roman Reigns. They have withdrawn from this broadcast. I present to you, Mike Sempervivi.
Started to wonder there for a second, did I get traded to Wrestling Weekly with Vic Sosa and Les Thatcher? I was wondering what was going on here, but hey, everybody, how are you? Hopefully, wherever you are, it's sunny outside, and if not, I hope it's sunny inside your mind. Well, no boss man today, as you can obviously tell from the train wreck that this show started as. He's got some family business to take care of, so it's Filthy and I today. Everything we have to make up for from Friday, so here we are. And even though this show's been an accident so far, it's nothing like Darby Allin's accident, and all the best go out to him right now. If you haven't heard about this, and I don't mean to make light of it, the Darby Allin accident suffered on Saturday. He was hit by a bus. He got busted up a little bit, but overall he's fine. I mean, that's like the Darby Allin lifestyle. He actually got hit by a city bus while going to a Broadway show or on the way to a Broadway show, suffered a broken nose, but made his way to the show because he perseveres like we do on this show. And we're going to start this whole thing when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. We do this show right here for an hour at a time, or at least we attempt to every single day. But if you want us 24-7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I'm at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is at Jim Valley. He's here with you on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And Andrew Zarian is at Andrew Zarian. He's here with you on Sunday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. Everything you need to know to get your day started or get you up to date from around the world of professional wrestling. Each episode of the wrestling news is between 5 and 15 minutes long every single day, usually posted at about 9 a.m. Eastern Time. No clickbait, no speculation or rumors, just the wrestling news. Find it wherever you find your favorite podcast or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook. I also want to remind you that the F4W Online Wrestling Observer Convention takes place on Memorial Day weekend in Las Vegas. All of the information is available through the front page of the site, as well as f4wonline.com/Vegas. A little bit later on in the show, if we have time, I will tell you all about the boat ride you can take with Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez when they are over in England for All In. But without any other further ado, you heard him in the intro. Now he's here officially, Filthy Tom Lawler. And, you know, we got a lot of things to talk about, including the ongoing WWE draft. But do we have to talk about Connor?
I guess we should. Connor is in the news. Did you watch his big announcement? Did you see what he's up to now?
He's got ownership.
He does
not
have ownership.
Not just in proper 12, but in bare-knuckled fisticuffs.
Bare-knuckle fighting championship, now partly owned by McGregor Sports and Entertainment. Did you watch any of Knuckle Mania 4, Mike?
I love Knuckle Mania 4. I did see the knockout from Mike Perry on Alves there, the left hand. I did see that, but I didn't see anything else. And apparently, though, Triller really wants me to see some of these things because they've gone out and they've Do you think he's really bought in, or do you think he's just been drafted by Triller to kind of drum up some support for this? And obviously it'll pay off for him too, in the fact that I'm sure he'll have a chance to hype up his upcoming UFC fight as well.
I mean, I think it's legit. Like, throughout the broadcast, David Feldman seemed like he was giddy and just couldn't hold it in as he waited to announce that he had teamed up with McGregor. If you remember back, McGregor had a face-off with Mike Perry one time in the cage. And I believe they had some business dealings after that, Feldman and McGregor. So, yeah, I mean, when you look at the payouts, because the California State Athletic Commission is one of the few athletic commissions which will divulge this information. Thank you, Andy Foster. You will see that Mike Perry made a staggering amount.
Yes.
In the main event of this fight, $600,000. And, you know, it seems like there's a BKFC every week. They seem to be selling out the arenas. They're not selling out like 10, 15, 20,000 person arenas every week, but they're doing quite well. And, you know, McGregor getting back into the fight business after a few years off in, you know, some other, taking care of some other activities on the side. And now he's not only going to fight Michael Chandler in what'll probably be the biggest event of the summer, but also now he's got his hand in this.
It feels like forever ago that Mike Perry was a UFC fighter. I mean, and I guess in, you know, the years that we live in that are advanced, you know, feels like you live a year and a week. You know, 2020 or 2021, that was it's like forever ago now, but $600,000 in Alves making $200,000. I mean, you enjoy watching this stuff, and we know Paige VanZant has gone to do it, and we've seen other big names. Obviously, there's always a handful of old UFC Strikeforce K1 names, you know, the Todd Duffys of the world and folks like that we see on these.
Poor Todd Duffy. I mean, first of all, poor Todd Duffy had to fight Big Ben Rothwell, bare knuckle, which is, I wouldn't say that I'm completely stable, but
no,
like there's no, I mean, there is a way they could easily throw enough money at me to get me to fight Ben Rothwell, bare knuckle, but I don't want to do it.
No, you're going to get hurt like, bad.
Yeah. And he got knocked down, and then they seemingly like clashed heads in an exchange, and Todd Duffy got a stinger and lost the fight. The fight before that, one of the gentlemen ruptured his bicep and the fight was called off. And then in the co-main event, Lorenzo Hunt, the two division champion, I believe it could be the light heavyweight and cruiserweight champion in bare knuckle, moving up to heavyweight, taking on Mick Terrill. He gets dropped with a punch, separates his elbow as he lands.
Ooh.
And then, of course, in the main event, Mike Perry blasts Thiago Alves, and the king of violence reigns supreme.
Is bare knuckle fighting here to stay? Because we went through a whole cycle over the 1900s of doctors and everyone trying to ban boxing. We had a lot of things happen, including when Mancini and the Dooku Kim fight that ended up, you know, 15 round fights became 12 round fights in championship encounters. And we saw a pull away from a lot. And then through mixed martial arts, through the changing and the evolving of where we are fight wise, I mean, I never would have thought we would see bare knuckle fighting expand in the United States with how things went so hard against MMA and boxing for so many years. But if you go to other countries, you know, it's not like this is a type of fighting that is not around. I mean, it happens all of the time. I mean, do you think we're at a point now, just fight wise, where this is accepted and it's just going to be one of those things that maybe never gets too big, but is going to be as ubiquitous as MMA or kickboxing or anything?
It's been often said on this very program, I'm sure, on the airwaves of the Wrestling Observer Radio, that it's okay to be Pepsi. You know what I mean? Bare knuckle fighting doesn't have to beat the UFC. It doesn't have to be the number one league in combat sports. It's carved out its own niche, and it's the number one. It's the number one promotion in that niche. There's other bare knuckle promotions. There's BKB or BYB, I believe. There's Dada 5000's Trigon Fighting Championships or whatever it was. So bare knuckle is actually the top promotion in its own niche. And I mean, if the payouts are anything to tell the story, then hey, they're doing pretty well.
Now, you said it, you brought it up. We got about a minute and a half here left. Do you have any thoughts whatsoever coming out of NFL draft weekend about anything that Tony Khan did on Dynamite, sold on appearances afterward, or said during those appearances, Tom?
I've got a question.
Sure.
This AEW medical staff.
Well,
because this guy was able to move his neck freely in that neck brace when it should have been constrained in order to take the pressure off of it. I don't understand. You know, I hope he's doing the good amount of rehab. I hope, hey, you know what? He's a billionaire or something. He's got a lot of money. I'm sure he can afford one of those iron neck devices that I see the guys using that looks like an alien helmet. Aww. Where you twist your head side to side.
So you're one
I
of
hope
those...
he's got the good rehab going on.
You're one of those McAfee guys then who wants to point out the fact that he wasn't selling correctly. Not that he wasn't selling it, but he wasn't selling it correctly. He had on the wrong device. Come on now. Come on,
hey,
Tom.
If I was wearing one of those and I could move my head around, I would. I'm questioning Doc Sampson or whoever applied that neck brace. That's where my, you know, that's where my issue lies.
If
not with old TJ
out there. If you were drafted by Jacksonville, remember, keep that in mind, everybody. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Wrestling Observer Live, Big Boss Man, not here today. He will be back with four subscribers of the website tonight. Yes, sir. Yes.
Ray Trailer. Coming back?
The Big Boss Man?
Yeah.
Coming back to life? Well, no. Well, not that Big Boss Man. No, come on. Not the Guardian Angel. No, our Guardian Angel, Brian Alvarez. I couldn't even say it with a straight face there. Yes. Brian will be back for subscribers of the site tonight with Dave Meltzer after Raw, and he'll be back with you tomorrow here on this show, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Hopefully Paisley feels better. That's what he has been away for, so hopefully she's feeling okay now. Hopefully he's feeling okay, too. It was a long night. Kids, it's a pain. It really is. Very rewarding, but a pain. Kind of like watching the WWE draft on Friday, Tom.
What a segue. What? You didn't like it? I didn't think it was that bad. And I really thought it was an improvement. Here's what I'll say. The draft itself was... It was unneeded. Everybody stayed on their brand for the most part.
Yeah.
But the presentation was much better than it has been in recent years.
I'll give you that.
I was upset. Once again, where was Cletus?
Well, they're going away from Fox. You want Cletus hanging around there?
I do.
What's next?
I like what he's done over the past few years. He's taken SmackDown and made it the number one wrestling show in the world. Has he not?
I don't know if that was all Cletus, but, you know.
Got to give him some credit.
Well, you know. They never gave Cletus that 1.0 in 18-49, and then they didn't want anything to do with him when it came time for renewals, and we saw how all that worked out. But for right now, SmackDown is still on Fox, and as Tom mentioned, everybody pretty much stayed where they were at. SmackDown, Bianca Belair, Carmelo Hayes, who... If I was not mistaken, he was already on SmackDown before, right? I mean,
He had been on SmackDown multiple times leading up to this show, but was never actually signed to a contract. He would just appear randomly and then talk to Bobby Lashley once, then he'd talk to Nick Aldis and he'd get a match. And then he'd go back to feuding with Trick Williams as a heel on NXT after being a babyface on SmackDown. So,
what did you think about the match that he had with Cody Rhodes? I was kind of surprised because, I mean, I get it that you want to feature him, and with Cody, you know, that's cool, and I don't think he loses anything. Like, this is, you know, oh my God, he dies because he lost an 8-minute match to Cody, but what did you think about utilizing him that way and bringing somebody up that, you know, has been a star in NXT and just kind of treating him as if you need to recondition everybody that, wow, this guy went toe-to-toe with Cody Rhodes for 10 minutes.
I think it had kind of lost a little bit of the impact because, as you said, we had seen him multiple times on SmackDown and oftentimes in this very role of being a young upstart facing a veteran on the main roster. So I think when you bring up, obviously, like, they've done this in the past multiple times. This is straight out of the WWE playbook that you do this. You bring up the young act, you put them in against the main eventer, and you have them lose, but they put up a good fight, and everybody goes home happy, coming out better in the end. But I don't think Carmelo Hayes needed it here. You know, I think they could have put someone else in this spot, and had it been just as effective. And really, I think most of the, I guess, focus on the match was on the blown finish or the blown spot that led directly into the finish from what I saw leading up to that. I mean, it was a fine match. They didn't have that much time, so I don't think we really got to see what they could do, you know, in their top condition. But they, Carmelo went for a springboard. Cody went for a springboard. They mistimed it. Cody landed directly on his shoulder and elbow, it seemed. And then he hit a crossroads and got the win. So hopefully he's okay. And, I mean, both guys are obviously, Cody's a huge star. There's lines out the door of his RV. There's people wrapped around buildings to see him. And Carmelo Hayes still has a bright future. But, yeah, I think he could have put anybody else in this role as well, and maybe it would have been just as good.
Randy Orton, Nia Jax, LA Knight, the Bloodline of Tama Tonga, Solo Sikoa, and Paul Heyman, AJ Styles, and Andrade, who has also been on SmackDown a lot because of the whole LWO tie-in leading into WrestleMania. So really, when you look at it, Nia Jax is the only one flipping brands, and I know a lot of people, I'm not saying that I want to see Nia Jax wrestle. Nothing against her, but there are plenty.
You could have had Nia Jax take on Cody.
But look, she is a monster, though, and she is unique, and she does have a familiarity with Bayley. And look, for as much as WWE likes to do, having somebody go over a monster on their way to winning the title at WrestleMania, often when they do that, they also have a monster on the way out the door. Bryan Danielson and Kane, there's been a lot of, you know, times where they've done this. So in a way, I think this is probably the, I'm not saying the best matchup for Bayley, but it's a very good matchup for Bayley for her first feud coming out of WrestleMania and out of this draft too, as they try to work everything out.
Yeah, and Nia now put back into a familiar role. She just played this part essentially against Rhea Ripley, of all people, and Rhea played the babyface in that feud, and now she's going to do the same thing. She's going to play the monster against Bayley, it seems. And Nia Jax is one of my guilty pleasures nowadays, Mike. I love seeing her on the screen. I love seeing her just crush people. I thought her and Rhea Ripley was awesome. And I am pumped up that Nia Jax is on SmackDown, because I get to watch her every week now.
See, Nia Jax against Electra Lopez, it could happen, everybody. That match could absolutely happen, you know. I don't know if it will, but it could. Technically, it could.
Mike, I was not being facetious. I really do love this current iteration of Nia Jax. I do not want to see her face Electra Lopez in a match, however.
Well, I mean,
sorry.
Like, honestly, that would be my guilty pleasure because, you know, the match would be what the match is. And there's a place for Nia Jax. I wish she was a better wrestler. I wish there would not be wrestlers that absolutely cringe about facing her because they're afraid she's going to drop them in a way where they get hurt, which has happened. But there is a place for a Nia Jax and even for this Nia Jax. So again, she's got a fan base as well, too, that does not care because they're not wrestling her what things look like. They like the idea of her as a juggernaut. And it's like, to me, it's the reason that Miro can come back in AEW after God knows how much time off and God knows how much nonsense has happened with him. Because if he can come back kicking ass, I mean, you're coming back kicking ass and people like seeing somebody big, you know, in there in the mix beating on people. Am I wrong?
Brother, what's going to happen in 10 years from now? Are we going to look back on Nia Jax like people look back on Vader now?
No.
Because Vader was beat.
No, we're not.
Vader was beating the snot out of people as well.
It wasn't a fun. Backs.
It wasn't a fun for the people in there wrestling him.
No, you're exactly right.
But it was awesome to watch. Hey,
yeah.
I'm a fighter at heart.
You are.
Right, that was my actual trade for years and years before making money doing professional wrestling. But I love seeing somebody just get punched, socked right in the face. And it could seemingly happen in any Nia Jax match.
You're exactly right about that. You're exactly right about that. Most of her ring gear made of potatoes, but also drafted to SmackDown, the OC without AJ Styles. AJ Styles, a separate entity. Baron Corbin, Cedric Alexander, and Ashante the Adonis, which I technically that may be a trade over. Baron Corbin back up on SmackDown after his time in NXT. Drafted to Raw, Jey Uso and Seth Rollins. Tom, this is a guy I don't think we're going to have to worry about having any Carmelo Hayes type of 50-50 moments. I don't care who it's with. Bron Breakker is probably going to continue to do what he's been doing on SmackDown, and that's absolutely murderizing people.
Yeah, he cut poor Cedric Alexander in half with that spear. Good to see that tag team with Ashante the Adonis that they filmed vignette after vignette for social media has really been working out for poor Cedric. Hit a nice springboard and got crushed with a spear. I don't know how else to put it. Bron Breakker, that guy's pretty awesome. But they've got to get him out of these super quick squash matches. He can do more. We've seen it. He's ready. I don't think that, again, I don't think they need to reintroduce him in this manner. But, hey, maybe he'll get a push up the card sooner than later. Unfortunately, it won't be by the side of Baron Corbin, who was unceremoniously drafted to SmackDown on social media. But Baron Corbin's been awesome over the past year or so, and happy to see him back on a bigger platform. And, you know, I hope it keeps up. I hope the crowd's behind this guy.
Maybe, but he doesn't rank as high as Kiana James, who did get a televised call up to Raw, which was a surprise to her, as they did not tell any of the people in NXT where they would be going. Liv Morgan, Ricochet, Sheamus, Alpha Academy, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, Alba Fire, Isla Dawn, and Ivar of the Viking Raiders also were drafted over to Raw. Got a lot more when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablet tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan?
Total.
At an amazing price?
Total.
With no contracts?
Total.
Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. You know, Tom, after last year's rousing success, Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez are going to return to London for a second edition of Wrestling Observer Live during AEW All-In Weekend. That is as close as Dave will ever get to a show called Wrestling Observer Live ever again. Last year's show, it sold out quickly, so guess what? They're jumping on a boat in the River Thames. I'm serious. That's where the boat is. Not in the river. It's in the river. It's on the river. On the River Thames. That's where it is. This year's event will take place at 11 a.m. Sunday, August 25th. I almost said Eastern time there. Force of habit. GMT. I'm sure that's what it is. It's going to be hosted on the historic Tattershall Castle Steamship. Tickets are now on sale. You can go to the front page of the site, check out more details. But, Tom, this proud vessel is permanently moored on the Victoria Embankment directly opposite the London Eye and just a five-minute walk from Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament right in the heart of London, England. Fans, they can enjoy incredible views of London's landmarks from the top deck before heading below deck to enjoy an audience with the world's most prominent wrestling journalists, as they will take questions from the fans on all aspects of the wrestling business, past, present, and future. Fans can purchase general admission tickets to see the show or upgrade to the 7-star VIP ticket package, which will guarantee early entry and the most prominent positions for the show, as well as a private meet and greet with Brian and Dave afterward. Tom, this is important because, very important, that includes a photo and autographs with both guys as a memento during the biggest wrestling event taking place in the UK this year. Filthy Tom Lawler, I ask you, do you have an 8x10 glossy of Brian Alvarez autographed to you?
I decline to have one in my office. I don't want to actually bring down the value of my property here.
Well, you need one of Dave Meltzer, which you can get when you sign up for tickets and take the VIP experience, the 7-star fan experience. Go up to the front page of the website. Yes?
Hold on.
Yes?
I don't know how good your eyesight is, Mike.
All right. Yeah.
But if you look behind me in my office, right over my head to the side, there is a picture of Timothy Thatcher signed to me.
Yes, there is, actually.
Signed to me. Yeah, I have a book written by Kenta signed to me. Books written by Minoru Suzuki signed. I have a McGregor versus Diaz poster behind me signed by the entire card. And you would like me to find space in here for a Brian Alvarez. Hey, look at that one. It's Kane, signed. And you'd like me to find space for Brian Alvarez in here? I'm sorry.
Maybe you won't have room for it, but some lucky person that's going to be going and getting their tickets can get not only a Brian Alvarez autographed 8x10 glossy, but also one of Big Dave as well, to keep as a memento from their experience from All In Weekend. Probably the most important thing they do throughout All In Weekend is going to be that very moment there. Will you stop looking back there to see? Is there a bathroom back there? Are you thinking about putting a Brian picture in a toilet or something like that?
I've got too much cool stuff in this room. I need to pay attention to the show, Mike.
River Thames. Do you ever watch Danger Mouse? Do you ever get that block of, like, I remember, like, the Thames programming block that would be on, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. It was Danger Mouse and Benny Hills. But the ones, like, they would air early in the morning, so you would see the boobs. Like, that was always a big plus as a little kid. It's like, hey, all right, Danger Mouse and boobs. Nothing wrong with that.
Here, instead, you can listen to the boobs at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific on Wrestling Observer Live. Most of my knowledge, actually, I rarely talk about this, but I actually went to school at Cambridge for a summer on an exchange program.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Cambridge, Maryland? You were down here in Dorchester County?
No. University of Cambridge. Selwyn College.
Really?
My friend, yes.
Oh.
So I am quite familiar. I'm quite familiar with the country. And anybody who is going, if you have not been to London, it is a great, great city. My all-time, I would say, favorite tourist trap, the Tower of London, resides there. If you have, I don't know, 5 hours, 4 hours, please go check it out. It's a phenomenal look at the history and past of a time that is forgotten seemingly nowadays. You'll be transported into a great castle from centuries ago. So check that out. And then walk on over and listen to Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer talk wrestling, much like, who are the commentators? Stu Bennett and Corey Graves on SmackDown.
Fighter. Yes, former bare knuckle fighter Stu Bennett there, old Wade Barrett.
The first draft pick on SmackDown last week was Bianca Belair.
Yes.
And they brought her out during the show. And they go, oh, Bianca Belair, she looks way better in a dress than the WNBA's first draft pick, Caitlin Clark.
Well, she does. That's not a lie. Although that's subjective. I think she does. Okay?
I agree. But are they offended by what Caitlin Clark's been doing in the ratings? I mean, what was up with the dig at poor Caitlin Clark? The girl's about to take an $84,000 salary to slave away on the WNBA courts for months on end, probably get mopped up by the Las Vegas Aces along the way, and she's getting buried on SmackDown? Ugh.
I don't think we need to feel too sad for her with the amount of endorsement money she's going to be bringing in. Isn't it amazing? She was making, God, what, probably 25 times the amount in college than she would be at her professional job with the WNBA. But
Do you think any of the draft picks tonight are going to get endorsement money? Who do you think is going to get drafted? Are we going to see a shakeup on Monday Night Raw tonight? Because we didn't get one on SmackDown, so.
I don't know. I mean, the way things are going, it's possible, and here's why, too. CM Punk could be drafted anywhere, and he won't be showing up for a while. He is technically, even though people who are hurt are not part of this draft, and we had Roman Reigns on Friday, for those of you who were hiding under a rock, who wondered why the Bloodline was drafted so low, they actually kind of patched that up a little bit on SmackDown with Paul Heyman trying to explain to Solo that Roman's pulled himself out and they don't know what they're going to be getting here with Tama Tonga and all that stuff. So they kind of covered up some things that way. But CM Punk is in the mix. I don't know about Giovanni Vinci. I have a bad feeling that he's going to be drafted back down to NXT. But you know what? I'll take that because I like Giovanni Vinci and I'd like to see them actually do something with him. Kevin Owens, I would love to see Kevin Owens or Randy Orton, even though it would break up their thing. I would like to see them drafted over to Raw. And you know what, Tom? They have not announced a lot for tonight. In fact, the only things that they have announced so far are the fact that there's a draft and there's a six-man tag with Andrade, Jey Uso, and Ricochet against Damian Priest, Finn Balor, and JD McDonagh, but they have added an appearance by United States champion Logan Paul. And again, if you want to kind of slowly ease things out of WrestleMania and try to figure out where you're at doing this draft coming out of Backlash next week, Kevin Owens showing up on Raw, Randy Orton showing up on Raw to spoil Logan Paul being there and making Logan Paul very upset that he went to a different show and he's still got to deal with the old problems. You know, I don't think that that's maybe the worst idea in the world.
Well, if SmackDown's any indication, it looks as if Kevin Owens or Randy Orton or one of them, or perhaps both, are headed toward a feud with the Bloodline. So that would have to be shored up.
Well, that's true, because Orton's already over on SmackDown. So
That would kind of have to be shored up along the way. One interesting name that you didn't mention that I have not seen in a while that is listed here as available for tonight is one Braun Strowman, who I have been licking my lips, chomping at the bit, waiting for this guy to get back to action. Love me some Braun Strowman. So I hope he shows up tonight.
Do you think, and I guess he's listed, so they're going to go ahead and draft him, but, you know, there's all that talk about the Uncle Howdy character possibly coming back, Eric Rowan canceling independent gigs. You know, Braun coming back, I could see him being drafted and then kind of shelved for a while, or maybe kind of quietly going away for a while until you figure out what you want to do there. One of the interesting names to me on this list, because of his size and because we don't really know how much he's advanced since the last time we've seen him on NXT television, is Odyssey Jones, who made his way up to the main roster. He's been floating up there like Zion Quinn and Zia Lee were, but they have not done anything with him. So it's interesting that he is still prominently listed as somebody that could be drafted. I think also, too, Tiffany Stratton ending up on Raw, I could see them doing that, keeping Jade Cargill over on SmackDown, but I could see Tiffany Stratton maybe over on Raw as a quote-unquote shakeup, even though she hasn't been on SmackDown for all that long.
Yeah, and if you notice, they haven't changed any of the titles. The title holders were protected in the draft, but we've seen this happen in the past where they schedule matches, title matches with people from other brands,
and then switch the belts. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking,
but
with Owens and Logan Paul, is Owens showing up after getting drafted, after Logan Paul cuts his promo, then all of a sudden they conveniently draft Owens, he gets a one-on-one match in France, and then, in theory, possibly takes that title over to Raw.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. They usually do some sort of shakeup when it comes to the title belt, but I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I would expect Ilya Dragunov would get drafted to Raw tonight.
Or wherever Gunther's going, I tell you. I think they would be more that direction, too. If Gunther somehow ends up on SmackDown, which I wouldn't think, I could see Ilya being drafted over there.
Yeah, and I think it's time that you start moving away from the LWO and Legado being on the same brand. I think it's time to split them. Lashley, the Street Profits, B-Fab, the Final Testament, all up in the draft tonight. I think you want to move those groups away from one another. So, yeah, I think we'll see some more movement in the rosters this evening.
Where we're not getting a whole lot of movement, unfortunately, Powerhouse Hobbs's right knee that was injured during last week's event, last week's AEW Dynamite in the main event when he challenged Jon Moxley for the IWGP World Championship. On this show last week, Brian Alvarez said that Hobbs was injured. Fightful Select is now reporting as well that the injury is pretty significant, and Hobbs is not expected to return anytime soon. So that is really unfortunate because he's been a victim of stop and start pushes. But again, a guy that looks like Hobbs, you always have that ability for him to come back and just start mashing people. But the timing of it is very bad, obviously. And all the best go as well to Julia Hart, because according to Fightful, there are early indications that she will require surgery on her shoulder. So unfortunate for her as well, too. A lot of injuries taking place. Hopefully everybody can get healed very soon. Back to put a bow on this thing when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Final segment. Brian Alvarez, we back on the show tomorrow, surely. Tom?
What'd you call me? Shirley?
Do you believe in Joe Hendry?
I believe he exists. Like,
he does.
Give you that much information.
Trying to get his song to number one across all streaming platforms and for purchase platforms. I don't know how else to say it now. I Believe in Joe Hendry, which did hit number one today in the UK on Spotify and I believe iTunes. Oh. If this thing actually makes it to the end of the week, it will be played on BBC Radio 1 when they debut their weekly countdown this coming Friday. So if you really believe in TNA, if you really believe in Joe Hendry, folks, go out there, put in the work, do what you need to do. Just like New Japan has done with the best of the Super Juniors. We have an addition. Dragon Dia is in from Dragon Gate, who replaces Ryusuke Taguchi, who went ass over tea kettle on his bicycle, tore himself up pretty good. He's going to miss the next couple of weeks. But, Tom, I don't know if you had a chance to see the blocks that were decided here, but any early thoughts?
Excuse me, Taguchi went, I'm going to say Keister,
yes,
over a tea kettle. Is that not his gimmick?
Well,
doesn't he have a formidable backside?
He does.
Proven. He's got to keep up kayfabe here, Taguchi.
I know, but
oh, my
unfortunately,
God,
when he went over, His face hit first, and he's all tore up his face, his arms, all that sort of stuff. But he's
the only block I know about is the one that's coming up right here that's stopping us from talking anymore, Mike. I think you got to take it home, buddy.
I am indeed, and it's a well-needed block to throw us to the end. But, Filthy, I'd like to thank you very much for stepping up today. I'd like to thank producer Jared on video, thank producer Dom behind the boards, and we shall talk to you again after a while.